Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for us to fly into another hour here of the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in my good friend and colleague and expert when it comes to sort of conventional progressive medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. We'll be bringing you through our own telemedicine report. All right, the radio is just like telemedicine without pictures. So Ken's here without pictures, but he got lots of words from the research that he does during the course of every week. Looks into all of the health journals to give us an update on how the information that's coming out affects you, affects us, and our health. And certainly, even though it isn't the primary cause or goal here, we still have a lot of COVID stuff to go through. I thought it was interesting, Ken, that Israel found perhaps a link between the COVID-19 vaccine that comes from Pfizer and myocarditis. You want to explain that, please? First of all, what's myocarditis? And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I don't want to exaggerate this. I think some of the media has made this into a lot more than what it is.
Is it just young people? The report I saw basically focused on young vaccinated people. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, most of the people were age 16 to 19, but the age range did go from 16 to 30. Israel has been ahead of most countries in terms of getting their population vaccinated. Right. They've done a very, very good job. And one of the things that we learned a few weeks ago was that there was a report of myocarditis. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle, and this will occur in the natural population. It's not a very common issue, fortunately, but there's a natural occurrence of myocarditis, an inflammation of the muscle of the heart, and it's often caused by a viral infection. And the question is whether this natural occurrence, what was happening in Israel, was higher than the natural occurrence. Because that's the key question. Because when millions, and in Israel at the time the study was done, 5 million people had been vaccinated and 275 people had reported myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle. This was between December 2020 and May 2021. And the big question is this what you'd expect in 5 million people to have about 275 cases? Well, it's a little bit higher than what you would expect. Not a whole lot, but a little bit higher. And most of the patients who experienced this heart inflammation spent no more than 4 days in the hospital if they did get hospitalized, but 95% of them, almost all of them, were just mild cases. So that's 19 out of 20 of these rare cases were still mild cases.
All right, so is this much ado about nothing? The news media is making a big deal out of this, isn't it?
The study did find that, this is what they said, the people who studied this, the Israeli doctors, who were very good doctors, found there is a probable, this is how they worded it, a probable link between receiving the second dose of Pfizer vaccine and the appearance of myocarditis among men aged 16 to 30, but the link was observed more among men aged 16 to 19 than in any other group. So we're talking about 55 cases out of every million vaccinated, and 95% are mild, and most are age 16 to 19. And again, myocarditis does occur in the general population, and more often after getting COVID than getting the vaccine. And just realize that if you're concerned about this, you're more likely to get myocarditis after getting COVID than you are to get myocarditis after getting the second dose of Pfizer.
All right, so there you go.
So you still want to get the vaccine if you haven't gotten it. Yeah. I have gotten it myself. I've had the Pfizer. My daughter has the Pfizer.
Yeah, and me too.
Don't be concerned about it. just do your good for everybody. That's the key message with getting vaccinated. You're helping yourself, but you're helping everybody, because we're all going to get back to our lives when this vaccine, when this virus has no home to live. Viruses need, a human virus needs a human home to live. Polio was only 70% effective. These are mRNA vaccines are 95%
effective. The polio vaccine
was only 70% effective. You look at history, 3 years after everybody got the polio vaccine, there was no polio. And these are 95% effective. If everybody gets vaccinated, there's going to be no more COVID-19.
Right. There you go. Now, let's take another step forward to discuss the idea of a vaccine for children. There are a lot of people here, there, and everywhere who are questioning the veracity, the need, the focus on vaccinating children. That's a new word. Just made that
vaccinating.
Up.
Vaccinating children right. With which vaccine are you talking about?
They're talking about using a Pfizer vaccine or Moderna, and there are people who don't want to use it because children aren't getting it. They may be spreading it around, but they're not getting it. So parents are saying, I'm not going to give this stuff to my children. So what do you say? What's your advice?
So you're talking about vaccinating children for COVID-19.
Virus.
Okay.
Right.
Not any other virus.
No.
Okay. Well, it's been approved down to age 12. What age group? Well, first of all, this is going to be.
But it's been approved. Does that mean it's good for
college? If you want to go to college, you're going to have no choice because most of the colleges are going to require you to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Is there any danger? I guess that's the question from parents. Is there a danger?
I think there's more. I don't think there's really any serious danger. If your child has a history of certain illnesses, you want to talk to your doctor. But for the well child, the child who's like most everybody else, the risks are so minimal. And if it was my child, I'd be vaccinating.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's the word from Dr. Ken about vaccines for children and the worry that you have for myocarditis that was developed, if you will, a concern comes from what's going on in Israel. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a healthy way to lose weight and to keep it off. This is the universal message. I'm so happy to be able to bring you this message and to underscore it as often as I do because I know that this works. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that doesn't involve anything negative, no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's made in America, FDA certified, and the facilities that don't get used for anything else, no peanuts, none of that stuff is made here. It's been 24 years since the formula was developed. Millions of people around the globe, starting with Americans, have used Calitrin to more keep the weight off than to lose it. You can lose it after the first 45, 50 days. You'll see that you're losing weight. But the thing that's magic about this is no matter what program you've been on, this will help you keep it off, which is a big challenge for any weight loss program. Okay, lose it, but then you get it back on again. Be smart. Go to toploss.com, please. Toploss.com. Check out all the information about the product that's there. Educate yourself. Listen to me. I've got a point of view that's based on my own success. I know lots of people who have had great experiences with us, so join them. If it doesn't work, get your money back, period, end of story. And you get 3 months supply free with the deal that's now current, plus free shipping using the DJV code when you check out. That's right, when you order at toploss.com to get Calitrin into your life, use the DJV code for a three-month supply that's free, plus free shipping, all at toploss.com. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King Pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on this week's DJV Health. Dr. Ken wants to spend a few more minutes. He doesn't like to leave any stone unturned. So you wanted to talk a little more about children and the vaccine. What else do you want to add?
The reason why it's important for the children to get vaccinated, again, when you think about this, it's not so much for yourself that you're getting the individual vaccine. You're doing it for the group. The virus will go away when it has no human home. And even though when it infects a child, it's not usually a significant illness, it still has a home in a child, and then it can wait till it lands on grandpa and kill grandpa. So you want to get rid of any human home for the virus, and then the virus vanishes, and we all get back to our lives, and we don't have to worry about grandma and grandpa dying from COVID-19.
All right, so we were talking about Pfizer. Let's just spend a moment talking about Moderna, because they've said their vaccine is safe, 100% effective in children. Are you buying that?
Well, that's what the studies show. When you go down to the under 16, 12 to 16, that's where the testing is being done. And now there's even testing going even lower age group. They are showing zero safety issues and 100% effectiveness because the children are even a little better than the older people at fighting it themselves. We still don't fully understand why their immune system is better at it, but it is. So you would predict that the vaccines would even be more individually effective. But again, the reason to get them vaccinated is to get rid of any nest for that virus to live, and then we all can get back to our life.
So then let's go down. I'm going to make this personal. My grandson will be 6 in December. He's going to first grade. He's in pre-kindergarten now. He's in kindergarten. He's going to first grade. So a 6-year-old. No? Yes, I'm a little concerned about giving this.
Well,
they say it's only good for 12. So.
We're still waiting for the studies in that age group. So let's hold off and see what the safety shows.
On recommendations, anyway.
Because now for 12, and, he would have to be in a study to get one. And it sounds like you're not that overly eager, so I wouldn't think you'd put him at the front of the line.
Well, it won't be my decision alone. I certainly will influence what my daughter and my son-in-law think, but they'll make the decision. Dr. Ken is here, the DJV Health Download with Ken. The most recent one is a focus in part on your waist size. Is it within the guidelines? We have a lot of these very interesting informational tidbits that are outside of the COVID window. You can get lots more information every week. Ken has new guidelines for waist size recommendations. And there's a couple of new obesity drugs on the way you can hear about in this particular download. DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, a garden spot, wonderful place to go visit if you can. Now that travel is back open, maybe you want to go see Ken down in his facility. If not, still telemedicine. It can be easily arranged. Call the office for an appointment. It's easy. It is easy, easy, easy. 352-735-1400. Right? For Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology, three all kinds of connections. Find them and make them whatever you're comfortable with. 352-735-1400. Okay. So now, with the vaccinations, there's a study here on COVID-19 symptoms. And whether or not the term long haul, I think that ought to be explained too, because long haul, I think of long haul truckers. And that's not what we're talking about here. People who have it for the long, well, all right. So your definition of long haul, let's get that first, Ken.
Well, long haul COVID-19 are those who get symptoms of COVID-19 and they last. They just don't go away. Four, 8 weeks later, you still have it. You still feel tired. You may be coughing. You may be having issues with breathing. And you may not be sleeping well. Those are the most common long-haul symptoms that have been identified. Shortness of breath, fatigue, insomnia. And the news this week out of the Annals of Internal Medicine is that COVID-19 survivors can relax when it comes to the vaccination. Doug, this new study shows that getting immunized will not worsen any symptoms that linger long after the infection, such as breathing difficulties, fatigue, and insomnia. So long haulers is a real entity. Fortunately, it's a small fraction of people. Those who go into the hospital, about maybe up to a half of them may have some long-haul symptoms. And this is, again, why you don't want to avoid the vaccine, why you want to get vaccinated. Some people with long-haulers also note that their head, their thinking, their memory doesn't work as well. You don't want this to be a reason that you have to become disabled. And some people have. So long-haulers, it's a real entity. It's preventable by getting vaccinated. It's so rare to get long haulers if you get vaccinated, because it's just so incredibly rare to get the severe form of COVID-19 if you've been vaccinated. I want to buy lottery tickets with you if you do.
Good for you. This is a great way of putting it into perspective, one way or the other. Okay, so There's another COVID story floating around here, the fact that it may induce long-lasting antibody response. Mild. So if you have it, haven't had your shots. I had a conversation with somebody the other day who had shot number one, got COVID, then had shot number two. It was a mild case, but she wondered and didn't get an answer as to whether she would have antibodies that were better than everybody else's because she had the shot and she had COVID.
That is a very good question that
Thank you.
Is evolving with this new disease as we learn. But what we do know, and this is very, very hopeful, is that we had initially thought that the natural antibodies produced after getting infected with COVID-19 would be gone in about 3 months. And we now know that they're not gone and they're long lasting, and the memory cells in your immune system don't forget about it. And those who have gotten COVID-19 in this initial epidemic, many, many of them, if not all of them, still have memory in their immune system. And the feeling is that they may have enough antibody to fight it off. Where the debate is in medicine is whether now should these people still be immunized with the vaccine. Yeah. Because if you think about it, Doug, there are few diseases that we vaccinate people for after they've had the actual disease.
Right. Yeah, good question. All right. Let's pause for a moment here at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll continue on DJV Health.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Crews searching a cemetery in Tulsa, Oklahoma for victims of the 1921 race massacre say they found 5 more coffins. That makes 20 bodies found in a massive grave. The state archaeologist says 30 more bodies could still be there. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For the first time since COVID-19 pounced on the U.S. economy last year, the number of American workers filing new unemployment claims has fallen below 400,000. The Labor Department said in its report that 385,000 new claims were filed last week. That's a decline of about 20,000 from the prior week. The last time the figure was that low was the week of March 14, 2020. Most analysts expected between 390,000 and 400,000 new claims. The department said there were 3.8 million continuing claims last week. More than 15 million Americans are still receiving jobless benefits in some form, which is a decline of about half from a year ago. The department is set to release its May jobs report on Friday, which is expected to show about 670,000 new payrolls. ADP and Moody's Analytics said in its private sector almost 1 million jobs were added last month. NASA is sending not one, but two new missions to Venus. USA Radio Network's Dan Meraki has more.
NASA will be heading to Venus twice in the next decade. The agency has announced a pair of missions to the planet in 2028 and 2030 to explore the planet's atmosphere and geology. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions aim to learn how Venus became an inferno-like world, capable of melting lead at the surface. The last U.S. craft to visit the planet was the Magellan Orbiter in 1990.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to the second half hour of this week's DJV Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Maduro, Florida. Great place to go visit this time of year. Any time of year, actually, when the weather's lousy in the north. Go see Ken in the south. Make an arrangement at his office, 352-735-1400. All right, this is going to get a little dicey, and I know you get nervous when I go down this street, but I'm going down it anyway. I'm not trying to make you nervous. I just think that it needs a little credibility, or a lot of credibility from somebody like you. So the business, there are two things here, and they're kind of related. The explosive study that came out this week that proves without a shadow of a doubt that the Chinese in this lab created COVID. It wasn't a mistake. It wasn't by accident. It absolutely shows, and that's why the governments of the world can't avoid dealing with this directly now. You see, our government and most of the other leaders of countries that really make a difference pointing at the Chinese and saying, you know, you can't get away with this. Americans need to wake up to what the Chinese government, this is me now advocating a little bit, even though it's your time, Ken.
But you go. I don't need the regulators closing me down. So you go.
The regulators aren't going to close you down. How can they?
You'll bail me out?
Yeah, I'll bail you out. Yep, I will bail you out.
Thank you. Okay.
Because people want to know what you think. Now, the connection here to it being without a shadow of a doubt the Chinese science that created this in the laboratory and let it out. I think it was deliberate. There are some people still debating that, but I was the only one in the world that was saying that the Chinese created this intentionally, and now, duh. I'm not patting myself on the back and saying, oh, Doug, you're so smart. But I tend to go out on a limb oftentimes with my theories, as you know, over the years. And more often than not, my instincts are right. And they sure as hell were right when it came to this. So now we have also the connection of Fauci to the lab and where the money came from. That seems to be a little iffy, you know, whether it is, but it isn't. There are plenty of other things that have been created by Fauci and his actions that have come out in these email that I'm sure you read through. There were thousands of them. I'm sure you didn't read them all, but there were some that are pretty incriminating as to his involvement, his thinking. You know, you can interpret them lots of different ways, but I guess if I were to predict, I'm guessing that Joe Biden is going to tell his people, if he hasn't already, figure out a way to get rid of this guy because he's creating more of a problem than at this point he's worth. So you've had lots to say about Dr. Fauci, whether you want to talk about this or not.
There are You also made another amazing observation, and that was, if you recall, about hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
And these are two areas where if anybody talked the way you did a while ago, not anymore, but if it talked the way you did, you know, you were a crazy person.
Right. You're thrown off the station.
You were crazy.
Discredited.
Person.
Right.
But also this week, Dr. Smith, an infectious disease doctor, his father, famous infectious disease professor, Dr. Smith, in his own right, also holds his own. He's a traditionally trained, traditionally practicing infectious disease doctor. But he's now screaming about the same thing that we did when we saw that the NIH, run by Dr. Fauci, set up a protocol, which I thought was a great idea. Let's do a scientific, well-done experiment to test hydroxychloroquine and do it without politics, you know, do it objectively as good scientists. And because in Marseille, the medical school, a very well-known French infectious disease scientist, Dr. Didier Real, he was advocating early on the study that you saw, and that hydroxychloroquine with a Z-Pak was amazingly effective. And unfortunately, you know, people wanted to scream and not let President Trump have a politics in this so early. But wait a second. But what happened when Dr. Fauci and his NIH set up a trial, an experiment to determine if hydroxychloroquine was safe and effective? They only dosed it twice a day for 5 days. In the French, in Marseille with Dr. Didier Real, they're dosing it three times a day for 10 days. And what we know with hydroxychloroquine, you need an effective, adequate, cumulative dose. So 2 grams versus 6 grams per patient with COVID. You tell me which, in a drug where dosing is so important, so you set up a trial, an experiment to test the effectiveness and only give a third of what the French are showing you need. Is it going to fail or succeed? So that study was set up to fail. And so you point out all of this. So, and then when I saw that, you know, I'm trained medical scientist in all humility. I participate in clinical studies. When I saw that, my head exploded because I never thought that politics would get that far into medicine. And it did. And how many hundreds of thousands of people have died because of that? It was set up like that. Dr. Smith, this week, went on the record. He expects that at least 100,000 Americans died because of that. He is publishing his own results this week showing how effective hydroxychloroquine is with Zithromax in his own studies. But his own hospital stopped him, his ability to even prescribe it because of what came out of the, you know, the NIH studies that were set up to determine if it was safe and effective.
Yeah.
So, you know, so So those of us who took an oath to do no harm, but, you know, we can't sleep at night.
Can of worms, man. All right, we continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the DJV Health Program continues with more info, but lots of food for thought, certainly, about the creation of COVID, about Dr. Fauci, about who or what's been discredited over the past year or so. Pretty annoying. Here's something that will help you out. You got a low credit score. You're already, you know, you're keeping this credit score will keep you from getting the things that you want. Need a new credit card, new car, new job, house. With a low credit score, there's also a problem of paying higher interest rates than people with better credit scores. We can talk about the system and how it works, but right now, there's some good news for everybody. You don't have to keep getting denied for credit, and you can work to turn it all around. It's very easy. Find the experts at creditrepair.com. That's creditrepair.com. They can help you work to repair your credit, improve your score, remove the inaccurate and obsolete items like late payments and charge-offs and collections and bankruptcies. The number to call, just go right on to the, I think this is the easiest for everybody. Just go to creditrepair.com. Creditrepair.com gives you solutions for a better score so you can have a better life. The evaluation, the credit report, the score are all free. So go to creditrepair.com.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. And there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to a $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. One more COVID story, and I had to tell this because it's a smiler, and it goes with me being a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. There is a move in India now, because they have such a problem with COVID, to use cow manure as a way to fight off COVID. A lot of people have taken to rubbing cow feces on their bodies. They say because the cows are sacred, it will protect them and, in fact, fight the virus. Doctors say maybe that's not such a great idea, but in Hinduism, people, you know, because the cow is sacred, they're not going to pay much attention to this. There's a city in the western part of the country that has cow shelters, and people are running in there all day and all night to rub the cow poop on their bodies. They hug the cows, they honor the cows, and they stay until it's dried on their body, Ken, and then they wash it off with milk. So with 22 million cases of this stuff, and with cows being as popular as they are, here we go. What do you think? Is this making America? Shall I start selling liquid cow manure for people that treat themselves but have COVID?
I just think it shows the desperation and what happens when people are not vaccinated and how deadly this illness is. And that's why we need to get the vaccine to them and get some therapy to them also.
Yep, exactly. All right. There are, according to something I read this week, 500 million people on the planet who have diabetes. And the problem is, according to this study anyway, that most people don't even realize they have diabetes. So how, this is a study from the University of Michigan. You probably saw this. How do you know? How do you get tested? How should you say, if you have it in your family, shouldn't you be tested for it? What's the rule?
Absolutely. You know, starting in your 30s now, it's appropriate, especially if you're obese or if you have a family history, definitely should get tested. It's so easy. Fasting blood sugar, the best way is with a so-called hemoglobin A1C. You know, you don't even have to fast. That's a blood test that gives you an approximately 3-month average of what your blood sugar is. That's the best way to test. But if you're urinating too much, if you're too thirsty, these are some of the signs that you often have early on of diabetes: excess thirst, excess urination, sometimes even fatigue can be a symptom. But just get tested. This should be part of routine blood work, even in the 30s. And for children who have type 1, who are just not thriving, they may have more infectious diseases than everyone else. Early on, the immune system doesn't work well. This should be definitely part of the evaluation of a child who's just not as well as everybody else.
Well, I'm looking at this study. It's a focus, obviously, on unhealthy lifestyles, which is what leads most of the people who get diabetes to having diabetes. Some of it passed
on.
Type 2. Right, exactly. Only 1 in 10 get the care they need to live with it. That's really, hit somebody in the side of the head with that one.
Well, a lot of it does, not all of it, but a lot of type 2 diabetes is because of poor lifestyle, poor diet, poor exercise. And there's an article out in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. I love this. The people who consume 2 servings of fruit per day, Doug, have 1/3 lower odds of developing type 2 diabetes than those who consume less than half a serving. The investigators did not see the same patterns for fruit juice, although there have been some studies.
Why would that be? Why? Why do you think that?
Well, there's more to fruit than just the juice. And it depends on, I don't think they were careful enough to look at the juice. Was it 100% juice? And I bet if they did a study of just 100% juice, they would see the effect. So I think that's where the issue is. They found that people who consume more fruit had to produce less insulin to lower their blood glucose levels. This is so healthy. So why not get 2 servings a day of fruit? And
I could be the healthiest guy around. I have blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. I have usually melon of some sort every day. Grapes, the red grapes. I don't like the green ones anymore. It's too much sugar. So that's it. Get the fruit. It's good for you. No reason not to have a little yogurt. Great for you. All right. So there's the advice from Dr. Ken on all of these things. Coming up in a moment, questions for Dr. Ken here on the DGV Health Program. Stand by for that.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here on the DJV Health Program. A quick reminder about the DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken. A number of items every single week. Why are heart disease numbers climbing? A focus on obesity. And is it a problem? Does it lead to COVID fatigue? Well, if you're sick, heart disease, does it play into it? I don't think I ever asked you that question directly. As a cardiologist, Dr. Ken, this would be the first question. How much of a problem is COVID if you have heart disease? We know about diabetes. We know about vulnerability of being overweight, and sometimes the two go hand in hand. But let's say you don't have diabetes and you're not overweight, you're not obese, but yet you got a heart problem. Does that mean that you're more vulnerable for COVID?
Yes, there's a study just out that if you have known heart disease and if you get COVID, you're at increased risk of getting a heart attack. So just another important reason for this subgroup of people and everyone to get vaccinated.
Yeah, there's no question, it seems to me. All right, so let's move on into another area here. There are a couple of different things. I try to put the questions together. Here's a lady who says, I'm scared. My brother's 69, just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. My dad, who's 95, doesn't have it. Not a speck of it. I also have a sister-in-law that is my age, just died from Alzheimer's. What can I do to bring some peace of mind and clear out the fear of getting Alzheimer's? That's a very, very good question. That's an interesting scenario, isn't it?
Absolutely. Can Alzheimer's disease be prevented? It's still a little bit debatable, but what we do know is that lifestyle can help many people, and it's the lifestyle that you live to lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, eating a heart-healthy diet, and also when the doctor says it's okay exercising, don't smoke, and get the stress out of your life. All of these things that keep you from having a heart attack or stroke also keep the brain thinking and remembering a lot longer.
Yeah. But what about the treatments for, let me do part B here of this, the treatments that may be around There are drugs. I think I've told you that there's a cannabis research project going on at either Harvard or Beth Israel, Dana-Farber, that takes one of the properties of THC and uses it to treat and or apparently they've tried it in mice, eliminate Alzheimer's. I don't know how you know that a mouse has got Alzheimer's, but anyway, what do you think about that?
Bottom line is it's not yet ready for prime time, but
no.
Let's stay tuned and be hopeful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. Do I need surgery for gallbladders, asks Gerald, who's listening to us on our new affiliate in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He apparently went to the ER for some abdominal pain. He was vomiting. The doctor told him that the ultrasound showed he had gallbladder stones and ought to have them removed. So is that something you do with laser? How do you get rid of these things these days?
Well, hopefully he can have it without having the abdomen opened up, but do it through the scopes. And this is in a skilled surgeon, a relatively straightforward procedure. You don't even get admitted. My mother back in the 1970s was in the hospital for a week getting her gallstones out and had an incision right across the bikini line from left to right. And now you barely see it and you don't even get a night in the hospital.
Really? All right. So that's something important. Coffee in the focus of this question. There are a lot of people who wonder about drinking coffee. It is decaf. Okay, when you have, you go out to dinner, let's say, and at the end of the meal you want to have a cup of coffee. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, so I'm not a good person to ask.
Wow.
I know I've been with people, and you know that. I've told you that 100 times. I never had coffee. I've never smoked anything, never done
any drugs. No, I didn't realize you never had a single drink of coffee.
Never.
That's news to
never.
Me.
I didn't
the rest
really
I
didn't
know.
That. Okay. All right, anyway. So what does it do to your sleep? Really and truly?
Well, Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition this week, we know that caffeine will likely improve your mood and alertness and may help you to attend to simple tasks. However, Doug, it will do little to improve more complex tasks. So if you must endure a night without sleep, avoid driving a car or performing any high-stake tasks.
All right. So there, in other words, don't drink coffee before you go to bed. That sounds like it. How much coffee do you drink? Definitely don't do it before you go to bed. All right. How much do you drink?
Rare. I'm not a big coffee. But doctors love coffee. And actually, in moderation, under 400 milligrams per day. It might actually be healthy. Good thing to do if it doesn't charge you up and give you palpitations, which a small fraction of it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.